Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many rooms. I go to prepare a place for you. I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. I am the way and the truth and the life." These are his promises for us today. In our gospel reading today, Jesus speaks with his disciples. He has spoken to them already of what lies ahead. The future is frightening. "One of you will betray me. Where I am going, you cannot come." And to Peter, "You will deny me 3 times. "Strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered." And that's what will happen the very evening Jesus says these words. They were living through troubled times for the followers of Jesus, troubled times for the church, troubled times for the world. In troubled times, or when we see trouble on the horizon, we try to prepare by asking questions. We want as much information as we can get. Give me the details. Give me the charts and the graphs and the expert analysis. And the disciples are no different. Peter wants to know exactly where Jesus is going. Thomas makes the case that they need to know more if they're going to follow him. You see, they want specific times, specific places. The disciples are looking for comfort in the details, in a clear set of directions for them to follow. Just as we try to cling to the numbers and the probabilities and the timelines and the educated guesses. How else are we to navigate whatever might come? How else can we live through troubled times? Looking around at the fearful and terrified disciples, Jesus says, "Let not your hearts be troubled." Let them not be troubled by any of the things that I've just said, or by what's going to happen to me, or by what's going to happen to you. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Or simply put, trust God, and trust me too. Now, Jesus isn't telling us to ignore the guidelines or the orders or the information that's out there, but he is telling us that we shouldn't put our ultimate trust in such things. Our real hope isn't in projections or in face masks or in social distancing. No matter how many details we gather, we'll never have perfect knowledge to guide us through these things. And we certainly won't have enough knowledge to guide us through the valley of the shadow of death. So Jesus offers us something else. He gives the disciples a promise, and he comforts them with his presence. And that promise of his, and that presence of his, are for you as well. What promise does Jesus give? His promise that he is working on their behalf. "In my Father's house are many rooms. If it weren't so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also." Jesus doesn't provide very many details here. His words probably create even more questions. They do for me. So what do we make of these words? It's not that the future with Jesus is murky or abstract or intangible. This isn't a pie-in-the-sky promise or a castle in the clouds. No, the thing is that the future with Jesus is so bright and so solid and so real. How would you describe a world of color to people who live in black and white? or the four dimensions of time and space to a two-dimensional chalk figure. That's what it would be like for Jesus if he tried to tell the disciples and us more about his Father's house, about the kingdom of glory. In the end, you've simply got to see it, because it's more real than any of this. So Jesus just tells us as much as we need to know. And what do we need to know? There's enough room there for each and every one of us. In fact, for others as well, as many as can be gathered and called. And he's preparing it for us. And he'll come again to take us there. That's the promise of his return in glory. But the disciples don't think that's quite enough. Thomas just throws his hands up in confusion and exasperation and asks for more. How are we to get there? We don't even know where you're going. So Jesus moves from the promise to his presence. He says to Thomas, I am the way and the truth and the life, located in his own person. You see, Jesus sees his disciples facing future uncertainty, and he responds not with details about dates or times or procedures to follow, but with his promise and with his presence. He is the way and the truth and the life. So notice one detail I want to just dive into a little bit more. Jesus doesn't give them a bunch of instructions or a list of things to do. This future that he promises doesn't depend on what the disciples do. It doesn't even depend on their faithfulness. It isn't something that can be earned by their obedience. It's a promise. And promises are received by faith and not by works. Or another way of saying it is, everything that Jesus says rests on his shoulders and not on yours. The disciples may not know where they are going, but as long as they are with Jesus, they know that they are on the way. We certainly don't know where we are going, at least in the near future, but we have the same certainty. We are assured of the same thing. So long as we are with Jesus, we too know that we're on the way to the Father's house, on the way to the place prepared for us. Now, there's no denying it. The way forward is long and hard. It will have twists and turns. It will go through suffering and sorrow and death. So remember what he says. I am the way and the truth and the life. With his promise to comfort us and his presence to guide us, we can face the uncertain future. Let not your heart be troubled, Jesus says. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Whatever happens, I am there with you. In his death and resurrection, Jesus shows you the great depth of his love. And in his ascension into heaven, he shows you the breadth of his reign and rule. You don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. But you do know where you are. In the hands of a God who loves. Love caused his incarnation. Love drove him to the cross. Love made him stronger than death and the grave. Love led him to promise that he will return for you. His way is long enough that it leads all the way through suffering and death. His truth is clear enough that it reveals whom we are to trust. And his life is strong enough that it overcame hell and the grave. With Jesus as our way, our truth, and our life, we have enough. Enough for today, enough for tomorrow, and enough for eternity. In Jesus' name, amen.